Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The third baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chuck Hinton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Demeter. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump takes first base on ball four. Wirt moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Askew for a passed ball. Wirt moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is walked intentionally. Lump moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball four. Wirt scores. Lump moves to third. Kaline moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton takes first base on ball four. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Hinton steals second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Jack Kralik now pitching. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wirt moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Weaver now pitching. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-1 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Gonzalez moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner is hit by the pitch. Gonzalez moves to third. Brown moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. As Q fires to first and picks off Freehan. One out. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Oiler hits a line drive into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-1 in the game. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo strikes out. 1 out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler misplays the ball. That's an error on Euler. Hinton moves to second. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Kaline chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Freehan fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Freehan. Hinton scores. Askew goes all the way around to score. Gonzalez moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 5-2, Tigers. Max Alvis pinch hits for Floyd Weaver. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Kaline strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-2, Tigers. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 2 in the game. Demeter hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon strikes out. 1 out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Lolick covering, for the out. 2 outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash juggles the ball. That's an error on Cash. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Euler strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-2 in the game. Lolick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew is hit by the pitch. Davalillo moves to second. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims pinch hits for Gary Bell. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. Askew moves to third. It's 8-3, Tigers. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Chico Salmon. Terry Fox now pitching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Whitfield now playing first base. Chuck Hinton now playing second base. Lee Stang now pitching. Pedro Gonzalez now playing third base. Duke Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Lump bunts towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. Wirt moves to second. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Kaline is walked intentionally. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got four RBIs. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirt scores. Kaline moves to second. It's 9-3, Tigers. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-3 in the game. Demeter hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Davalillo takes first base on ball 4. Al Luplau pinch hits for Li Stang. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Spring now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hinton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Spring covering, for the out. Two outs. Terry Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-4, Tigers. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive towards third. Wirt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-4, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Kaline hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hinton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-5, Tigers. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Davalillo takes first base on ball 4. Phil Roof pinch hits for Jack Spring. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.